We get caught up with the chancellor this week, the very busy chancellor. Eric Coyne is on the line with us. Good to hear you again, my man. How have you been?
Hey, Glass, doing great. Been doing really well. Enjoyed the fourth, and, we're hitting things here. Summer, I thought last year, it was my first summer, so naturally I was super busy just because I was trying to, say yes to everything and do everything. And, no, it's just busy around here in the summer, getting ready for the fall, doing all the prep work. It's like planning and the prep that, if you do it right, then the execution's easy. So a lot of that going on right now, so it's just a busy time here.
How did you guys survive the big Tuesday weather event there a few weeks ago? I know we didn't talk last week because last week was the 4th of July week. So everything okay at Ivy Tech? No big problems?
No big problems at Ivy Tech. We had a couple of trees blow over, luckily, far away from anything, but nothing major. Power came back pretty quick out here, which was a relief because, most of us didn't have power at home, so everybody was coming to work. So it was
well, that was great as well because you opened the doors for the community. Folks could come over, get a coffee, get a sandwich from Roly Poly if they didn't have it, or more importantly, charge their devices, get some work done, and enjoy some air conditioning. It wasn't terribly hot, but that's the community part of the community college.
Absolutely. The commons area was full of people. There were kids playing, ping pong and hanging out with mom and dad while mom and dad were trying to work and take advantage of our Wi-Fi and the like you said, charging their devices and everything, and just to get a little relief from everything. So it was we're incredibly happy and proud that we can provide that and that we were relatively unaffected. We have one of our partner campuses out in Terre Haute got it a little worse, but luckily they were up and running pretty quick as well. So it was not great, but I was really happy that we could provide some service and keep things going here and keep the doors open. And and I also want to give a shout out to our friends at Duke. I know they have
awfully
a lot
busy
of work. Unbelievable.
When their press release says we haven't seen anything like this, that just tells you the scope of how much damage it was when the power company that's been around for a while says, we haven't seen damage like this. That's what really hit home with me.
Yeah, the great Tyler Bass, who many of your listeners will know, local legend. Tyler's our director of facilities out here, and he called me up. And he's like, "It's the worst I've ever seen," and just from a storm perspective. And when Tyler says that carries a lot of weight. So it was pretty nasty day, but luckily everybody was safe. That the number one thing. We had a few employees who had some significant damage to their homes, but luckily everyone's safe. Everybody able to get back at it the next day, and that's really what matters.
Keeping the lights on, keeping the doors open, and keeping everything rolling along. Okay, today is the 11th day of July. We are 1 week past the 4th of July. Where are we at in the academic calendar, Chancellor Coyne? So if people are looking to get involved either for next fall or to register for programs or to sign up early, just give everybody kind of an overview. I hate to say, I'll say it fine. Just I'll take the heat here. Once we get past 4th of July, it's like, okay, summer's not over, but it's kind of over.
Yeah, it starts to you start really kind of thinking about the fall. There's still plenty of pool and lake time left, but fall semester starts on August 19th. So we're 5 weeks away. So let's not delay. Let's get after it. Fall registration's open. Come out and see us. You can always call us 812-330-6013 or email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu, and we'll get back to you very quickly. The summer session is going on right now. We just went through sort of midterms was last week. Students are now getting ready for, to push forward for the end of the summer session, and finals looming here soon. And so I just talked to some students out in the commons. They're all studying for anatomy quizzes and anatomy tests. And so it's going. Those are the anatomy class is one of our really popular classes just because of the prereqs required for a lot of our other programs like nursing. And so, you know, the nursing programs start up again in the fall. The registration for that is already completed. But if you're interested in registering for the spring semester nursing program, the spring cohort, that will be coming up this fall. And I would encourage you to call us right away. Call us now. Because there are, like I said, there are some prereqs, and we can get those taken care of early in the fall, and then, boom, you're ready to go, and you get started in the spring, and, you know, before you know it, you're nursing.
Well, before you know it, if you don't make that call, you're waiting another semester, because the program is so popular and so in demand. Heck, everything in health sciences is busy. Your School of Health Sciences had a big event last Tuesday, a big information session. How is that tying in with all of this as well?
Really well attended, one of the best attended events we've had in a long time. And so really, you know, there's just a lot of interest and demand for healthcare positions. And so we have plenty of programs still open for this fall on our healthcare front. You know, the medical assisting programs and just a variety of healthcare programs that folks can sign up for. You know, our radiation therapy program is super popular. It fills up quick. But, you know, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, then I would highly encourage you, like, hey, take a look at it. Let's, you know, come in here, talk to our advisors, because there are ways to get started in programs that maybe isn't the direct path, but it'll get you to the same place because of the prereqs and some of the other electives you can take and knock out while you're waiting to get into that, you know, biotech or biology or whatever it is, you know, the healthcare program. And so really just encouraging folks to get out here and ask about what is available and ask about the programs, and we can get you squared away. There's just, you know, lots of programs. I was just talking to somebody the other day about accounting, and, you know, there's a shortage of accountants as well. And so, you know, if you've been thinking about upskilling or whatever, we've got accounting classes. Come on out. And a lot of those classes can also be done online. And so really no excuses. You know, if it's something you're interested in, something you think you want to get after, we can definitely accommodate you.
Eric Coyne, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, makes his heralded return. Heck, I can't even remember the last time we got together. Well, tell us what you've been doing in June. I know you just don't blow me off and just put your feet up and play golf all afternoon. You're out there working. You're out there going to the meetings and doing everything else. What is going to be the tenor or what is the directive moving forward for the 24-25 school year from the Indiana statewide Ivy Tech? I figured you guys talk about that in your meetings. How does that trickle down or translate what you're trying to do here in Bloomington?
Yeah, really, really the focus is, are we the community college our community needs us to be? And so really thinking a lot as we think about this next year, really thinking a lot about our community partners and our potential students and our current students. You know, what is it you're looking for? What programs should we be providing if we aren't, and which programs should we be building? And so really taking a look at that and being responsive to the community needs and, you know, statewide looking at our enrollment numbers and getting the certificates and completion numbers up. Big, big push on high school learning and dual credits and apprenticeships. And so I think you'll start seeing, you know, a little bit more, especially for high schoolers, as the high school diploma starts, you know, going through a little bit of change. You know, I know they're still working on what that's ultimately going to look like, but I think there's going to be an opportunity for a lot of really interesting workforce development to take place while you're in high school and to explore maybe a career field that, you know, maybe you would have had to wait till after high school to explore in the past. Now you can do an apprenticeship while you're in high school and get credit. Check it out. Is that really what I want to do, kind of thing? So I think there's a lot of opportunity there, but really trying to grow enrollment and really make sure that students are, if they're bothering to come here, let's get them a completion, let's get them a certificate or their degree so they have something to hang their hat on. And I think that's really important. And so as we think about retention and we think about student success and student programs, you know, we really get after all of our wraparound services. So, you know, when you think about it, we've got mental health services, we've got food pantry, we've got tutors, we have, you know, all sorts of folks who – their purpose in life is to get you to the finish line, or whatever that looks like. And so, you know, for us, that's really the focus is that student success. And as we think about, you know, collectively across the state, how can we, you know, how can we grow our programs? How can we improve on what we already provide and just really make sure that the quality is there and that the students are getting the care that they need and that we're taking care of them. So it's been a lot of fun. I've been on the road quite a bit. I'm happy to be home for a little bit. It was a whirlwind 3 weeks in June. The last 3 weeks of June were kind of a whirlwind, but learned a lot. Had a really interesting trip to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where I was able to attend a biotechnology, the future of biotech training, really focused on administrators. And I got to spend some time out there with other administrators and faculty. Dr. Senyoung Lee is one of our biotech, kind of the expert of biotech training in community colleges. And we have legit like rock stars on our staff here. And Dr. Lee runs the program. He's known nationwide. He created the textbook, if you will, for biotech training, and has really really helped. You know, there was an announcement last week, I believe, maybe the week before, about Indianapolis being named a biotech hub. Well, Dr. Lee is playing a big role in helping the Indianapolis campus get their lab up and running. And so going to that conference with him and seeing just kind of the influence that, you know, our faculty are having nationwide is really, really cool. And that's the level of faculty we have here. That's the level of, you know, quality and commitment we have to our students. And so learned a lot out there. It was really an interesting program. Then I had a chance to go to D.C. where I was learning from other university presidents and community college presidents. And so, again, another fascinating experience to kind of just understand what the landscape looks like going forward and how other schools are rising up to meet different challenges and what opportunities are out there, and really walked away with a lot of ideas and ways we can get after and move forward here locally. So it's been kind of a whirlwind. I'm happy to be home and look forward to, you know, I always look forward to a Hoosier July.
Oh, you have to. Where else can you get humidity like this anywhere else?
That's right.
That's delightful. Chancellor Eric Coyne is our guest this afternoon. Before we let you go, well, there's going to be some, not a shake-up, maybe a shuffle-up. Did we see Dr. Elsperman is stepping down as the head honcho of Ivy Tech? That's not going to bother anything that goes on here, is it?
No, she's great. She has been here almost 9 years, almost 10. By the time she retires this summer, you know, and obviously she came straight out of being lieutenant governor into the Ivy Tech president's role. And if you look at the things she's accomplished over the last decade, it's really impressive, the growth of the college and the direction we've gone. So she's set a really good standard, and I think everybody's, you know, and everyone, really things are working along, working pretty well and moving along. It was, you know, she has been a great mentor to me over the last year. I've been really honored and privileged to work with her. I think highly of her, and I think that, you know, the state of the college is really good and the programming and the personnel and the team we put in place. So I don't expect there to be much of a ripple after she leaves. Obviously, whoever comes in next will have a vision as well, but things are moving pretty well, and I expect that to continue. And new perspectives are good. You know, my career, we moved every 2 years, and in the Air Force, and so you get a sense of like turnover is good. I think 2 years might be a little much, but turnover's good. You bring fresh perspectives and fresh ideas, and so just like Dr. Elsman brought when she arrived, you know, someone else will bring, and so it'll be an exciting time. And you know, I really look forward to it. And but you know, we still have another year, and like she told all of us, she brought all the chancellors together, and she's like, hey, it's my last year. I'm not done. This is going to be a sprint. And sure enough, I mean, she's got initiative. She's got things she wants to see to the finish line, and she's sprinting to the end. So I expect we'll have her out here most likely in the spring.
Oh, good.
Have an event in the spring to not just thank her, but also to hear from her. You know, she's a fascinating background, very entrepreneurial, very focused, not just on, you know, not just higher ed and politics, but there's an entrepreneurship element that, and a business element that really kind of kick-started things for her growing up and also throughout her adult life. So I think there's a lot of different messages and different audiences that she'll speak to, and so really look forward to that. So I'm kind of in the beginning works of trying to put something together this spring. So that'll be exciting. And but between now and then, you know, we got Euros and Copa and
busy weekend
and all that stuff. So it's there's a lot of great stuff going on.
Well, and you have a new member of your board of directors, Indiana Ivy Tech State Board of Trustees. You have a new person that joined on July 1st. Tell us all about your new voice that you'll be hearing more from.
Yeah, really happy to have Skylar join the team. Skylar Whiteman from Orange County. She's the Director of Economic Development for Orange County, and she brings a wealth of experience with her. She spent time about 10 years in assisted living facilities and senior living facilities. And so, you know, she has that sort of aspect on the business side that she brings with. And plus, being from Orange County, she also has a lot of inroads down there with the businesses and the schools down there that we partner with. That's obviously in our service area. And so we spent a lot of time at Orange County, especially French Lick, as you might imagine. And so, you know, we've had a lot of great partnerships down there over the years with different industry partners and particularly French Lick, the resort, and our students. We've got a bunch of students down there right now who are interning down there with them as in, you know, the hospitality side, the baking side, the restaurant side, to really learn how kind of large scale resort culinary and hospitality works. And so, Skylar is just going to bring another level to our game and be able to extend our reach out into Orange County. So I'm really excited to have her on board. She's an IU grad. She's got Bloomington connections. And so she kind of, you know, she's been a lifelong Hoosier, so she gets it. She knows how important it is to get the workforce development training and how important it is for economic development. You know, that's her job now. And so really look forward to partnering with her and growing, you know, as we try and expand across our 8-county reach, really trying to get in and out and about in all those different areas. So, yeah, really excited. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, no, really excited to have Skylar join the team. We have our first meeting on Tuesday, so she'll be able to cut her teeth, so to speak, at our first board meeting. So excited to have her on board.
Always, always, always. And we'll wrap up. You're looking for a little help in the teaching world. Your automotive department needs some qualified hands-on. Who are we looking for in the community, Chancellor Coyne, to help fill that spot?
Yeah, we would love to have folks apply for our as an adjunct into our automotive program. You know, it we're looking for folks with experience. You may or may not even need to have certain certifications. It just depends on the level of experience you have. Obviously, we'd like to have some of the ACE certifications, but if you don't, it's better to reach out to us and let us review and see what may be lacking. I know, you know, some of those certificates we might even be able to help you get. So that we'd love to have. We really want to have folks with, you know, auto maintenance experience, mechanics who are interested in teaching future generations how to do this stuff. And so give us a call. Again, it's 812-330-6013. Or you can email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu, and we'll get you in the right place. And I always tell folks, I mean, you know, I've told my kids for a long time, you can't score if you don't shoot. So, you know, you never know. You never know you never know what opportunity might be out there. And so I would always encourage you, whether it's either to upskill, come and apply, you know, come see how your transcripts, see where you sit, and see where we can take you academically. But likewise, if you have a skill and you think you might be a good instructor, but you just aren't quite sure, give us a call. Meet with our faculty, meet with our staff, you know, and we can talk through it. I think there's a lot of opportunity there for folks in our community. We have an amazing community, and there are just so many people out there who can impart some incredible knowledge on, you know, this next gen of students. And so, you know, if you're sitting at home and you're wondering, hey, should I get involved, you know, check out our website and ivytech.edu/Bloomington, and you look for jobs, and, you know, maybe there's one for you.
That's it. They can help you out. Also, academic counselors, career counselors, first day of school starting in August. We got plenty of time to get to that, but not as much as we think. So we will get caught up next Thursday to make sure everybody is aware of all of that as well. Great to hear from you again. It was great to see you on the wilds of Bloomington there,
yes,
a couple weeks ago as well.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Fun to run into you.
And
hey,
I've got a seat open in the studio. I'm ready. I've got it open.
Yeah, I'll be in studio. What do we decide? August 1st?
Yeah, I think that's
the date. In studio, August 1st. Looking forward to it. I also will be at the Hall of Fame banquet. I heard you talking about that
earlier. Yes, not this Friday, but next Friday. And wasn't your daughter a recipient of one of the scholarships as well? Did I have that
right? She was.
Fantastic.
And we're also excited to, you know, there's a couple of people getting inducted, you know, Jordy, and he's been a good friend, and look forward to inducting him into the Hall. I think that's pretty cool, and excited for the event.
You know everybody. You should be at this every year. You know all the people you guys know.
I've only been back a few years. So
you only do the big banquets, the 50th anniversary soccer celebration, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. That's why we love having you.
It's that kind of stuff, right? It's that kind of stuff that makes this community special. It's that kind of stuff that, you know, we have great people in our community that want to get involved, that want to make a difference. And so that's fundamentally what, you know, what we're trying to ingrain in our students here, and what we are, you know, we're looking for when we hire adjunct faculty and others to be a part of the team is that community mindedness. And so it's appreciate what you do, buddy. And I look forward to talking to you next Thursday.
Sounds great. I appreciate your time. Thanks for getting us back into the schedule. Busy June. Well, it's busy. It's always busy. And if people need more information, Chancellor Coyne, the best way to do it is how?
Call us, 812-330-6013, or email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu, or visit us, www.ivytech.edu/Bloomington.
Well, that should be a commercial there. That sounds awfully good. All right, great job as always. Enjoy summertime. We'll get caught up next week.
Thanks, class. Really appreciate you. Have a great one.